How to Vivi, der Podcast der Passauer Wirtschaftsfakultät.
Hello and welcome to How to Vivi. Today we dive into the exciting world of artificial intelligence with a special focus on a student-led startup team. I'm Christiane Walter from PATIC team. Have you heard of it? With the project Passau, the entrepreneurial campus, students here at the campus are supported along the entire entrepreneurial journey. PATIC itself is part of the EXIST program and is funded by the German Federal Ministry of Economic Affairs and Climate Action. Now, we have an incredible lineup from a startup team. ITAU is going to share its startup journey and insights. Before we jump into that, let's set the stage for the team itself. ITAU comprises a group of passionate individuals who are not just students, but visionaries at the AI space. We have Anna and Mike from ITAU joining us. A very warm welcome to you both.
Hi.
Thank you for having us.
Could you each briefly introduce yourselves and maybe your further team and explain your roles within the team?
I think I can start. So my name is Anna and I'm responsible for machine learning part of the project. I just finished my master's degree in computer science in University of Paso with the focus on AI. And I have been working in this field for the past couple of years. Mike?
Hi. My name is Mike and I'm a software engineer. And that's my role within the team as well. I've been doing this for a couple of years already, more than 4 years, I guess. And I'm also close to finishing my master's in University of Paso, also with the same focus on AI. And
there's not, another team member,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Ah, yeah, okay. Max is not here today with us. He couldn't join, but he's responsible for the business part of the project. And so he's experiencing mainly within this field, product management. And he's also finishing his degree in University of Paso.
Okay. Thanks to you. I'm really pleased that you're here today. What means ITAU? Is that like a shortcut for something?
So ITAU is AI.
AI. Ah, yeah. Okay.
Because it's about AI. And tau is a Greek letter, actually, and used a long time ago to represent life and resurrection. And that is somewhat connected to synthetic data, which is our startup about. And that means creating new data. And that's some kind of connection. We didn't put too much meaning into that.
Oh.
Just a name.
But it sounds great. It's like bringing something to life, resurrection, and yeah. Now let's delve into the genesis of your AI project. Let me first know, how did your team come together to pursue this venture?
Yeah, I think I can answer this question. So I think as you noticed, we all were studying master's informatics together, and we had like a lot of classes together, labs and seminars. That included some group projects. And for this group project, we were working as a team. And like because of that, we ended up like a really good team. And so that's how we started to work together. And that's how we decided to participate in AI Cup competition.
Ah, it sounds great. So you've all been interested in AI technology from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And you come like from all over the faculties of the university, right?
And not really. Like we are all from computer science.
Ah.
Yeah. So we're all doing the same masters. But maybe like Mike, for example, joined this masters a bit later than me and Max. But in general, it's kind of the same focus for all of us.
Okay. So what finally sparked your idea?
The idea developed during our participation in the AI Cup challenge, which happened summer 2022, I guess. And we decided to take part in the competition, which was separated in several parts. And first was just a technical one. And we decided to take it as a challenge and trying to solve the problems. And then we advanced to the next level, which was the business competition, where we already had to present the idea. And then we started to brainstorm. And it appeared that all of us had experienced several problems related to data within our previous work experience. So that was a common pain, let's say. And that's how we developed the idea during the competition. And then we also won this competition. And
congratulations!
Yeah, thank you. I spoke to you. Yeah.
We won it with this idea. And then we decided to work on it further. That's pretty much the story.
Okay, so you've started at the very beginning, like you started with a project and then you brainstorm an idea. And you also have used offers of the startup consulting, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. We worked together with several advisors, with the University of Paso, with Helene Schneider, for example, also with Incubata in Paso as well. So the university and Incubator, they were very helpful with the advising and connections.
Okay, great. That shows that Passau and the University of Passau is driving forward a wide range of support in the field of entrepreneurship. Students with an affinity for being entrepreneurs can receive individual coaching and can use training programs. Additionally, they get access to, for example, Partech's broad network, which is very helpful too. With your idea, your team has taken a unique approach to AI technology. Can you like shed some light on the specific niche or problem you're addressing and how your solution stands out?
iTAO is about synthetic data and
what is it?
Okay, so synthetic data sets, they actually like mimics the behavior of the real data set, but in the same time, not giving away some private information from this data set. So that's really useful for any machine learning modeling or like any testing, because you can test your model, you can see the prediction, but in the same time, you don't have the problems with the privacy of the real data.
Wow, it's all Greek to me. Maybe you can give an example.
One example, like healthcare is always a good example because the data in healthcare is very private and it's always related to real people, real patients and their problems often. But also this data conveys a lot of knowledge and a lot of information that can be useful for statisticians or machine learners or for creating special AIs for medicine. And synthetic data here can help a lot because it can, like, first of all, it can create a copy of a very private data set, which will not be private anymore, but it will still be as useful as the original one for the purposes of statistics, mathematics, or machine learning.
Ah, okay. I understand it like this. Your platform receives the data. It shakes everything up like in a dice game. A bit more coordinated, I think. And out comes useful data for statistics and researchers, right?
Yeah, you're completely right.
Ah, what a great thing. As with any pioneering technology, there are likely challenges. What hurdles do you foresee in the work with synthetic data?
Yeah, I think one of the main challenges, like the term of synthetic data is still kind of new, even in the field of AI. And that's why you need to educate the industries and the people of the benefits of the synthetic data and like the benefits of our startup, I would say. So looking ahead, we see a future where synthetic data enhances data availability across the industries. And it will create a lot of new opportunities for the research, new projects, new startups, and et cetera.
Okay, I understand. Starting a venture is never a smooth ride, I think. What are the challenges that come around for your startup specially?
In general, there are a lot of problems when you start your own startup, and it's all a big problem. But for us, there is a special, also a very special thing that we're not EU citizens, and we're coming from non-EU countries originally, and it is a special challenge because being an international student, for example, means that you always have to prove that you're being in the country for a purpose. It's either studying or working or doing your own business, for example, and you just have less opportunity for a failure. And the problems arise from different bureaucratic parties that are not really connected from between each other, and they're just additional pain that as a startup founder you have to account for when you also start working on a project. Therefore, probably a lot of great ideas or teams are struggling to go forward with their projects as they see these problems coming up.
I agree with you. Surveys have shown time and again for many years that those who want to start a business in Germany are often annoyed by bureaucracy and the lack of access to networks. Well, it's clear that politicians have a lot of work to do to turn Germany into a more attractive location for startups. Passau, by the way, has been an attractive spot for many startup projects so far. In May, we'll have an exhibition for startup stars together with the Alumni Club at the foyer of the Central Library. It will showcase entrepreneurs and their startups who have connection to the University of Passau itself. So please be invited to participate. You could show your prototype too if you want.
Thank you.
Now back to you. As students, you are not only building a startup, but also deepening your knowledge in various fields, such as, for example, teamwork and intercultural activities. How has the collaborative learning experience been within the team?
Oh, I think working together is sometimes can be hard, and that's why you have to know and apply a set of different practices and like the right mindset to be successful. And I think like the most important is like to have a clear communication within your team, and that you all of you have the same, like you're all working towards the same outcome. And I think also we noticed that respect and understanding of each other working schedule is really important, because you all like doing startup is quite kind of 24/7 job, and usually you also have something else to do, maybe with your life, some private things. And when you're working that close, you always have to like understand and respect the boundaries of each other. And I think the last thing is regular meetings for discussions and feedbacks.
We've had lesson organizer in one podcast episode here, and they told us about night shifting. Night shifting and beer.
Maybe not a sustainable thing to do, but sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes we don't have another choice here.
Dear listeners, let me tell you at this point that in our certificate programs, such as the Honors Degree on Entrepreneurship or PATEC Accelerator, you can acquire startup know-how you need. You gain knowledge in the field of business model, market research, prototyping, legal issues, teamwork, and intercultural and sustainable topics. Looking ahead, what is the future vision for iTau? How do you see your AI technology making an impact in the coming years?
I think everybody noticed that AI was very on top of the media recently.
That was a huge hype, yes.
And now people, like especially in business, people start to understand that it's obviously not going to solve all of the problems easily. And it's not an easy solution, but it still can solve a lot of very specific problems. And to solve these specific problems, companies or researchers have to work on very specific AI models and train them. And for training those models, they have to have data, and the demand for data is only going to increase in the future. And that's where we can help to create more data, to create better quality data or less privacy preserved, or let's say less private data that can be more useful for business and research.
So you are also the protectors of private data in any...
Yeah, I think it's like, yeah, the real, like one of the reasons why we are doing so, that to help and to make, like to keep the data private and at the same time to be able to work with this data.
Great thing, I think. As we wrap up our conversation, I'd love for each of you to share a piece of advice or lesson you've learned that you believe could inspire other students interested in entrepreneurship.
I think that there is a lot of advice to give, and there is a lot of advisors and incubators and special programs for this kind of advising. But I think the most important is when you have an idea or you have something in your head, you just have to do it as soon as possible and start doing something, or at least a little bit, as soon as possible. And when you have an idea for a startup or for a project, it's very important to validate it as soon as possible, talk with people about it, and get feedback.
And that, have a good network, I think. It's always important.
That's a good point to before that. If you have a great network, then easy for you also to talk with people who are future buyers of your potential product or idea, and that's great. But when you don't have your network, you first have to build this network.
Yeah. And Anna, what advice do you give?
I think my advice will be to find people who are going through the same challenges as you, because it's super helpful to be able to talk with someone. And it can be like, for example, in this case, to have like the community of the people who are building their startups. Or like in my case, it was really nice to find the people, like female founders, who are doing their startup.
Great. Thank you so much, Anna and Mike, for sharing your inspiring journey and insights.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
To our listeners, this was the last episode of the semester. If you enjoyed it, don't forget to subscribe and stay tuned. We'll start again next semester. The PATEK programs will start from now. If you're interested in entrepreneurship or you would like to go on a startup journey like iTau, get in touch with our startup consultant Helene Schneider at gründen@uni-passau.de. And with our startup support, maybe we'll hear from you in a few semesters.